Just been joined by a special guest, but I want to start this introduction by asking, do you have plans this long weekend? Because if you don't, and you really love music, and especially eclectic music, you should really consider checking out Half Strange. It's a 3-day contemporary music festival happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday across multiple Adelaide venues. And it features an exciting mix of local and interstate artists, as well as installations from local visual and media artists as well. And we've brought in festival organiser Harriet Fraser-Barber to tell us more about this incredible event. Hi, Harriet. Welcome to The Range. I hope I didn't just butcher your last name.
No, Fraser-Barber. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, great. Fantastic. That's all good. So the festival's happening across quite a few places. Which beloved SA venues are going to be part of the action?
Very beloved venue number one. The opening night is at Ancient World Bar, which is just a little dive bar kind of deal off Hindley Street. I don't know if you know the one.
Oh, I know it quite well.
Yeah, you know well. Every weekend. Yeah, it's a really friendly kind of atmosphere, like super laid back. And the next night, Saturday night, is in a big old church in the burbs, actually, outside of the CBD, which is something a bit different. It's called Holy Rollers Hall, and it's number 69 Prospect Road, easy to remember.
Beautiful. I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be something special. And the Sunday is at the Hotel Metro, which is in Chinatown.
So the very first Half Strange happened last year. How did you pull this whole thing together? Because it was you and a friend that organised it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Celeste is my kind of co-curator and organiser and a really big part of the Half Strange organisational team. And we've been playing music together in the Adelaide music scene, I suppose, for a while now, years, and both put on shows in our own time and figured that we may as well make a bigger one and call it a festival over a few days. And it's kind of like a feels like rock camp or something, school camp. It's nice to have interstaters staying for the weekend and camping on people's floors and seeing them at breakfast the next day.
Which is like the proper homegrown music festival spirit.
Yeah, really. I guess.
Yeah. So you mentioned you play music, as so does Celeste.
Yeah.
Were you involved in any acts, or were you both solo artists?
Yes. I'm playing on Saturday night in a band called Workhorse. We're playing first up really early. And Celeste's band is Rule of Thirds, mainly, but they aren't playing this year. They played last year, and it was really fun, so much fun. I love those guys.
Awesome, awesome. So for Half Strange, each evening there's a different lineup based on specific genres. What kind of things can we expect for each of the specific nights over this weekend?
Yeah, they each have a kind of, I wouldn't say specific, they're sort of all eclectic in their own right, but there are some loose ties for the kind of curatorial lineups of each night. And I like the idea of doing that for a festival. That's kind of one of the perks or benefits of chucking them all under this big banner. It means that maybe people that would only go to a particular kind of show might come out and see something different.
Yeah.
If they liked the first night or whatever. And the Friday night, I would say, is more of an avant-garde kind of experimental vibe, mostly electronic, but they're sort of a bit strange. Greta Now from Sydney does these really deadpan vocals with like a karaoke-style backdrop. And
great.
Jem is a local act who's playing, and Jem is like her pseudonym. She dons the pink wig for the night and puts on this character Jem, and I forget what the question was.
Just all the like loosely tied genres.
That's right.
I'm glad, thank you for correcting me. It's not specific, it's pretty vague, and
yeah,
I like it.
It is.
Works.
Yeah, we try not to have like super specific themes.
It just kills music when you do that. Firm
believer, I think some people really like it. Some people know what they want, and then they just like seek to look at that. But I think Adelaide is kind of special in the way that maybe a limited music scene means that you have really mixed bills, and I like that a lot. The second night, I would say, I'm really bad at genres too, so I feel like I'm going to get nailed for this afterwards, like we're not this or something like that, but I would say the second night is maybe more like indie garagey kind of music and also some sort of more ethereal pop numbers, which will really suit the vibe of the old church, I think. And the Sunday night is more punk, gothy sort of new wave.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds like pretty diverse.
Covering lots of bases.
Yeah, no, that's great. What local acts can we expect to see at Half Strange? We know that we're seeing Workhorse.
We're seeing Workhorse, and you're seeing Jem, the pink-wigged beauty. and you'll be seeing Little Dust, who you might hear a track from later, I think, as well as we've got Dom and the Wizards. They're a couple of musicians that have been playing for a long time as well, playing another band with me called Wireheads. That's Dom's other project. As well as, just checking the thing we got.
Take all the time you need.
There's just many on the lineup, but...
Can I just say, like, the poster for the event is amazing.
It's confusing,
I love it.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got some of the performing artists to make the individual posters for each night, but the main festival poster was made by a local artist called Ida Zinn, and it's heaps of fun, I think.
For listeners at home, you should definitely hit up the Half Strange Facebook page and check out this artwork. It's incredible. I love it. It's like one of my favourite DIY poster designs that I've seen.
Yeah, super DIY.
Yeah. And who are some of the interstate acts that are going to be performing?
I reckon maybe just some of the highlights would be a band called Terry from Melbourne. They're sort of spoofing on 70s Australiana, like donning the double denim and a Cooper's kind of thing for some Aussie rock. And another of my favourites that I'm really looking forward to is a musician called Angie from Sydney. And she's recently released this instrumental, mainly instrumental. She does sing on a few of the songs, but it's just piano-based. She recorded it in the SBS recording studios on this big grand piano.
Wow.
And it's really, like, haunting and raw. It's going to be super special, I think.
Wonderful. Is she playing on Saturday?
They're both playing the Saturday night, actually. And then
in the old church?
Yeah, in the old church. And another sort of crowd favourite from interstate is called Nun. They're playing the Sunday night, and they've been playing for years and years. They're just sort of electronic, goth, dark wave bangers, I would say.
Very nice, very nice. You've said that Half Strange has a focus on being inclusive and incorporating gender diversity. Why do you feel that this is important for music festivals to have?
Yeah, I sort of feels funny to be answering the question in really black and white terms. I think it's something people are becoming increasingly aware of when they're booking shows, I hope, but you'd be surprised at how many shows are still put on without, like, a single female in the lineup. So
I've seen some pretty intense Facebook arguments around the subject. I think Regurgitator recently pulled out of a festival lineup for that specific reason, because the owner came onto the page and was like, well, we chose them based on merit, which is always a fun thing to deal with. Yeah.
And then Regurgitator pulled out.
Yeah, they pulled out of the festival, I think. This happened a while ago now. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, which is nice to see some support.
That argument's so strange that, like, we chose people based on merit and, like, gender wasn't a factor, but all of my favourites happen to be men and they're great musicians or something. It's like our festival didn't have a quota or a criteria necessarily that we were aiming to fulfil, but it just happens that over half of the musicians are female or non-binary, and it seems like you might have some really ingrained gender bias even though you don't realise it if all of your musicians just happen to be male.
I've definitely heard the argument from some people that they just think that men are inherently better at music because, you know, they're in all the top 100s and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's like the chicken or the egg or whatever, but...
Just kind of want to scream about it sometimes.
You should scream about it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I would like to. Maybe not on radio because I'm really close to my mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could cause some horrible feedback.
Or some, like, car crashes on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's very it's funny that people go for that argument, because I feel like women have always been successful in music, in some like areas of music, for certain, but I think it's like very genre segregated in terms of like kind of indie garage kind of alternative kind of genres. Sometimes I feel like they've got a male bias that kind of pushes female artists down a bit, but I feel like people to say that, you know, males are more talented is just ridiculous, because I think there's been plenty of great female artists.
And talent is obviously really subjective, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It totally is. And I'm glad you mentioned having non-binary artists on the lineup, because in these conversations about inclusivity and gender diversity, you often just completely overlook people that don't really fit
like
into
males versus females.
Binary. Yeah, exactly. No, it sounds like a really great event, and well done for getting it all together for
the
second year.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Harriet.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you here.
Yeah,
for those of you tuning in at home, we just interviewed Harriet Fraser-Barber. She's the organiser of Half Strange, a multi-genre, essay-exclusive, three-day festival. That's a lot of adjectives. featuring a mix of local and interstate artists. And Half Strange will be happening across this long weekend on Friday at Ancient World, Saturday at the Holy Rollers Hall, and Sunday at the Hotel Metro. And for more information, you can head to their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/halfstrange.
Would you mind if I really quickly just advertise the prices? Because another thing that we really made an effort with was making sure it's really accessible. And it's super cheap, I think.
I think saying super cheap is fine, unfortunately, because of promotion things with radio.
Oh, you can't
do that.
Okay, but, well, it's super cheap. Anyway, you'll find out for yourself if you investigate further.
Look, I am going to endorse this. I looked at it. I'm a poor student, and I was like, hey, that's really reasonable.
I think comparatively to other festivals, et cetera, it's a bloody bargain.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it sounds like there's so much to check out as well. It's awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, good.